Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They in the park, they don't know I'm alone in the dark, even though
time. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Alan C. is our guest, member of our Brain Trust, Chief Marketing Officer, and Principal at CMOtemps.com. Put .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Alan, thanks again for being here. We're talking about coming into the 21st century, coming into the age of what I call the age of the customer, Alan, and in your the running of your business, but especially with your marketing. And one of the things that I know you want to do is you're noticing if I understand it correctly, you're noticing the relative performance of a marketing organization is increasingly being impacted not by the ads that are being created or the branding that's being built, but the people who are doing it.
You know what, Jim? Absolutely. In the last two or three years, there's been a lot of material and research created around this relationship between the chief marketing officer and the chief information officer because of the way technology has evolved. But one of the conversations that I think needs to be stepped up is the conversation between the chief marketing officer and the HR, head of HR, for reasons of the way that that this impacts the brand of a company. And really what I want to do is tie in two books with a story that I'm going to tell you. And one of the books is your book, The Age of the Customer. In fact, in Chapter 7, you mentioned that values are appraised by customers and mm-hmm. the values of how you behave and how important that is, that customers are looking at the behavior of an organization and making judgments on that company based on that. The other book that I want to tie in is a book by Daniel.
You know how to get invited back, don't you? Go ahead. What's the second?
The
second book?
So the other book is by Daniel Levitin. It's called The Organized Mind, and in that book, there's one passage that just like hit me like a thunderbolt. And in that book, the author states that social rejection causes activation in the same part of the brain as physical pain does. So rejection activates in the brain in the same way that physical pain does.
Say that first part again. I want to hear that again. Social rejection.
Social rejection causes activation in the same part of the brain as physical pain does.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah.
Think about that. Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Right. So bear with me. So you're a small business and you're a growing business, though. And locally you've been named, one of the top 50 companies to come work for. And so you're going to put into the paper that you need a mid-level manager job. So you got out on the internet and such, that you're advertising for this job, and 50 people apply to that job. For some companies it may be less, for some other companies it could be several more applications than that. So your HR group is filtering through these applications, and they decide that they're going to call 10 of them. Now, the other 40, several of those are just on the bubble. They could actually be the hire. Mm-hmm. But you narrow it down to 10. You call 10. You invite 3 in for the interview, and you hire the one. Now, bear with me. Here's where it gets interesting. So those 40 people that didn't even receive the call, they get the standard letter, right?
Right, right.
Dear Jim, thank you for your interest in our director of marketing position with XYZ Company.
Right.
While your credentials and experience are valuable, we have determined the credentials of other candidates may better fit our needs at this time.
Right.
Your profile will be available to our recruiters as they seek candidates for other opportunities. Please check back for future opportunities. Kind regards, XYZ Company, Human Resources. And then down below that, there's that little message. Please do not respond to this email. This mailbox is not monitored, and you will not receive a response.
All right, so how does that hit us?
So, well, it hits those 40 people, boom. Now, think about this. Those 40 people apply to that job because they're in that industry. Mm-hmm. They think that they were qualified for the position. And do you think those 40 people are just going to go away? No. Those 40 people will land somewhere eventually.
Right.
They may end up working for
competitors,
for suppliers.
Yeah.
They may end up working for your value-added reseller channel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They may, you know, end up working for heaven's sakes, your competitors.
Right.
Okay. Now, you've just sent 40 people out. Think about this.
I got 1 minute, Alan. 1 minute.
Yep. Okay. So think about this. Now, it wasn't just one job. It was two or three jobs you advertised for. Now, it's all of a sudden, it's 80. It's 120 people who you've caused physical pain to, you know, rejection in just a standard letter. We have to change the mindset on how we're dealing with that situation.
What do we do? I got 30 seconds. How do we do that?
So, there are technology and processes that could be put in place to change that. But the major thing really first is that there has to be a realization that this is happening and there needs to be a mindset within a mind change.
But why should I worry about that? They didn't get the job.
Because those 40 people now could be working for your competition. When you've been rejected,
so you're saying it gives them a bad taste in their mouth about me, about my company.
It's like the college that let you in.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
We always tell people that if we ever get any, now if we just get a resume, we don't respond. But if we actually talk to them, we tell them, congratulations, you did something right because we talked to you, but we didn't hire you because, as you said, we had somebody that was closer. Hey, Alan, good job. Come back soon. CMOtemps.com is his website, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.